from the 7th chapter of the book of Amos. Amos, Obadiah, Jonah, Micah, that's where we're looking in. Amen. The 7th chapter, a little bit loud now. Find the happy medium. Hallelujah. Amos 7, verses 10 through 16. Amen. When you're there, say, I got it. Then Amaziah, the priest of Bethel, sent to Jeroboam, king of Israel, saying, Amos hath conspired against thee in the midst of the house of Israel. The land is not able to bear all his words. In the modern day vernacular, he said, he's bad mouthing you in a bad way. For thus Amos says, Jeroboam shall die by the sword, and Israel shall surely be led away captive out of their land. Also Amaziah said unto Amos, O thy seer, go flee thee away into the land of Judah, and there eat bread and prophesy there. He perceived in his mind that Amos was a bread and meat preacher. I'm going to talk about that in a minute. But prophesy not again anymore at Bethel, for it is the king's chapel, and it is the king's court. Then answered Amos and said to Amaziah, I was no prophet, neither was I a prophet's son. But I was a herdman and a gatherer of sycamore fruit. And the Lord took me as I followed the flock. And the Lord said unto me, Go, prophesy unto my people Israel. Now therefore hear thou the word of the Lord. Thou sayest, prophesy not against Israel, and drop not thy word against the house of Isaac. Please be seated in the presence of the Lord. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, the preacher is going to talk about a country preacher in town. Amen, a country preacher in town. Dear people, there is and has always been a bias directed toward the less sophisticated, not as articulate preacher who comes from the rural. The country preacher might not be as flashy and flamboyant, amen, as the one in the metropolitan setting. Amen, amen. Dress might not be super cool. Yeah. Amen. Cannot articulate the way that some can say it. Amen. Grammar is not so good. But as long as there is the message, it is the message we need to hear. And if God sends you a country preacher in town, you need to hear him or her. For my dears, it is not the messenger, but it's the message. We need to prepare our hearts to hear the message. Amen. We live in a time where we want to be entertained. Amen. Amen. Not confronted. Do not say anything that brings about confusion in my life. My life is simple. I'm living it well. Don't say anything that will come against what I'm doing or singing. But the Lord has a different setting. Amen, amen. As a result of the bias against the country preacher, amen, as a result of that, both the country preacher and his message can be dismissed by the urban clergy and the learned constituency as having no relevance. What that fella has to say really don't make sense. Amen. When you tell folk, look at me, don't look at the baby. When you tell folk that you need to live right, for them it makes no sense. Amen. I'm doing all right. My bills are paid. I'm dressing fine. Amen. Smell good. Drive well. What's the problem? Amen. You folk from the country always got to mess things up telling me what the Lord said. Isn't it amazing that folk really don't want to hear what God has to say? Amen. I will listen to Oprah. I will listen to Dr. Spock. Amen. But I don't want to hear what God has to say. But I have you to know that it's only in listening to what God has to say that our lives are enriched and made better. But that was the problem in the prophet Amos's time. Amos was from Tekoa. It was a small town about 6 miles south of Bethlehem. Amos was not a man of the court like Isaiah, neither was he a priest like Jeremiah. He was a country preacher. He earned his living following the flock, and he was a picker of sycamore fruit. So he really wasn't a full-time preacher. Amen, amen. Did not study in the university. No degrees behind his name. Amen. And if we were looking for a preacher, we would not have gone to Tekoa to get it. But isn't it amazing how God knows how to find the country preacher in the country? God knows how to use that. Amen. That other folk think it really is nothing to them. And not much really has changed from Amos's time to the time of this Amos. Amen. We still want the flashy preacher, amen, with the smooth words. Amen, amen. Not just with smooth words. Because when they're smooth, they're not offensive. Amen. When you tell folk that they're not living right, that's offensive. When you tell folk they ought not shack up, that's offensive. When you tell people when they refuse to tithe and you are stealing from God, that's offensive. When we tell people that you need to get past getting all you can and canning all you get and sitting on the can, that's offensive. Amen. Because we believe in the prosperity message that if you come to the Lord, amen, on Friday, amen, Monday or Tuesday, there will be a Lexus on your driveway. Well, I got to tell you, it might be if you go stealing. Amen. But if you wait for the Lord, he will give you the desires of your heart. But in the meantime, you've got to understand you can get from here to there, amen, in a Toyota Camry. Amen. And so it's really a matter of trusting God in everything. Amen. Amen. I know it's good to be stylish, but it's better to be saved. The dominant theme of the book of Amos is found in Amos 5 and verse 24. But let judgment run down as waters and righteousness as a mighty stream. Amen. Judgment, righteousness are prerequisites for being accepted by God. It does not matter how stylish you are. Amen. If your ways don't please God, you are not accepted by him. Amen. But when a man's ways please God, he'll make you to be at peace even with your enemy. Amen. Sometimes we want to know how to handle our enemy. Amen. Just please God. He knows how to fix an unruly situation. Amen. But I would have you to know that righteousness and judgment are those virtues that Israel rejected and scorned. And if you're a Bible scholar, you know that when Israel, and by the way, you know that the kingdom was divided. There was the northern kingdom, Israel, and the southern kingdom, Judah. Amen. When Israel was taken into captivity, we have not seen them since. Amen. Amen. God has a way of taking care of those that are his. For Judah went into captivity, but God brought them back again. I want you to know that if you trust God in everything, he will take care of you in everything. Amen. Amen. The Bible clearly says, as plant and animal life flourishes where there is water, so human life flourishes where there is justice and righteousness. Again, if you can hear him saying, but let judgment run down as waters and righteousness as a mighty stream. Amen. When we live justly, and can I just drop this in? Treat folk like you want to be treated. Amen. Treat folk like you want to be treated. Amen. Amen. And then live like God wants you to live. When we talk about righteousness, God demands absolute righteousness. Amen. Go ahead and preach, Pastor. One of the unfortunates is that we understand relative righteousness. When we talk about relative, that's as I've been taught. And it's amazing that we have a tendency to teach things that's not necessarily what God says, but it makes things compatible. Yeah, you see, when we tell folk that God says you need to give your life to him, and that's all of your life, amen. See, he's either God of all your life, or he's not God of any of your life. Amen. He's Lord of all, or not Lord at all. But you see, we want to give him that portion that we want him to have, but it's a little bit of him, of me, I want to hold for myself. Amen. Amen. I want to be able to satisfy the fleshy me, and instead of submitting the totality of me to the Almighty God. Amen. But see, God chose Amos because he was an outspoken voice for God's justice and righteousness. Amen. Amos declared that God was going to judge. Amen. He's going to judge these unfaithful and disobedient covenant breaking people. Amen. That's why the slick preacher, Amaziah, could say, we don't want that kind of preaching here. Amen, amen. You're offending folk. Amen. That's why when you have people who are living what they call an alternate lifestyle, amen, we don't want to call it what it is. Amen. We want to find words that are smooth. Words that are not offensive. But the Lord never intended there to be Bob and Steve. The Lord never intended there to be Mary and Jessica. Amen. Amen. For that cause will a man leave his father and his mother and cleave unto his wife. Amen. Amen. You cannot have in the house two husbands. I'm not going to spend much time here, so if you get nervous, I'm almost past that. Amen. You see, we draw up when we start talking about certain things. Amen. Amen. I was looking at one of the network news persons, and he was saying about his husband. And I drew up. I don't know, you know. I got to digress a minute. Please allow me this privilege. I do not understand how a man can find himself lying aside another man. when you've got all these beautiful women moving right along. Amen. The lesson begins, amen, when God sent the prophet to talk to Judah. Amen. Judah was the one for whom we waited for Shiloh to come. It was in the nation of Judah that our master would come. But Judah had fallen away, even as Israel had fallen away. And I must tell you, you got folk at Friendship have fallen away. Amen. I don't find the worship of Jehovah as exciting as I can find going to the casino in Livingston. Amen. And so getting ready to go to church doesn't excite me. But when I want to go throw my money away, that excites me. That's something wrong with that. Amen. 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 Because your chances of coming out of that casino with some money is about the same as lightning striking you two or three times. Amen. But God sends the prophet to Judah to tell them, as he tells us today, for three transgressions and for the fourth, I will not turn away the punishment. Now, we need to understand that if God said it, he will cause it to come to pass. In Amos 2 and verses 4 and 5, he says to Judah, for three transgressions and for four, I will not turn away the punishment thereof. Now, notice the Lord sends, amen, the word to you. You're not left in the dark of what you've done wrong. Let me say it to these folks, because y'all get offended over here. The Lord will point out to you the things that you have done wrong so you can correct it. He says to Judah, because you have despised the law of the Lord and have not kept his commandments, and your lies have caused folk to error. And see, that's the danger with false doctrine. It causes folk to error. That's why you need truth. Now, you might not can handle the truth, but it is the responsibility of God's messenger to tell you the truth. Then you make a choice of whether you want to accept it or not. But you need to know what thus saith the Lord. Amen. His word, amen, is his law. His words are his commandments. When we get into his word, we know what God wants us to do. Amen. Amen. But he says, because you have made this choice, and I want you to know that when you choose to not listen to God, that's your choice. Amen. And so God has a right in verse 5, but I will send a fire upon Judah, and it shall devour the palaces of Jerusalem. God knows how, amen, to send you a message. It becomes our responsibility to hear what God has to say. Oh, thank you, Holy Ghost. And then he speaks to Israel. Amen. The judgment of Israel. We see that in Amos 2, verses 6 through 16. I just want to paraphrase a couple of things that he talks about. He says in verses 6 and 7a that they were ruthless oppressors. Amen. That were the strong taking advantage of the weak. And God will always stand with the weak. Amen. If you're wondering, what shall I do in this political climate? Can I tell you, hasten to the Lord, and the Lord will take care of those that are his. Does not matter who's in the White House. Amen. We got God in his house. And as long as God is in his house, amen, it's all right. And then number two, there was out of control immorality. Amen. Folk are living bad and they know they live in wrong. And they don't, you know, one of the bad things about out of control immorality is that you know you're wrong and you enjoy doing wrong. But God says, I see it. And one of the interesting things, and I got to hurry, but one of the interesting things is that we try to hide from folk. Amen. And folk can't be everywhere. But I got a word for you. God is. Amen. When you come out of the all, come on in. Amen. He watched you. Amen. He watched you when you went in. He watches you as you come out. Amen. You can't hide it from the Lord. Amen. Amen. Well, we say, I'm not living that kind of life. Well, think about this one. One of the things that was a problem with Israel is God's great blessings to them in the past should add to their guilt. And when we think about all that the Lord has done for us, amen, you came this far by faith. We say sometimes the Lord bought us a mighty long way. My dears, the Lord bought us all the way. If it had not been for the Lord who was on our side, when the enemy rose up against us, he would have swallowed us up quick. God bought us this far. Amen, amen, amen. Education is great, but we need the help of Almighty God. Amen, amen. Money is great in your pocket, but we still need the resources of God. You're not able to make it, amen, without him. But I want you to know that God is able to turn whatever your bad circumstance is, he can turn it around. Yeah. Amen. But you got to want him to do it. Yeah. Yeah, that's usually the problem. I'm good in my sin. And leave me alone. But God says, two cannot walk together except they be agreed. If you want to walk with God, you can't bring all that excess baggage with you and expect to have a relationship with him. Amen, amen. And so God says that he's putting a plumb line in the midst of his people. Can I tell you what a plumb line is? This, my dears, is the plumb line. Amen. God puts this, amen, for you to govern yourself by. Amen. We have a tendency to want to judge our lives by somebody else. But can I ask you a question? How can two sick folk judge themselves? Amen. A man that has tuberculosis can't look at the person that has AIDS and say, I'm better off than you are, because the truth of the matter is you're both sick. If you want to judge your health by someone, judge it by a well man. And let me just drop this in, and don't tell your neighbor, but the only well man is Jesus. Amen. The only well man is Jesus. All of us have been afflicted by the malady of sin. Well, I could preach that, but I don't want to. Amen. God says that his people, amen, just like a wall is built with a plumb line, his people are to be built according to God's standards. And look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, we live by standards and not by comparison. Amen. Don't compare yourself to anybody else. And we have a tendency to do that. Well, I'm good at so-and-so. Well, so-and-so might not be good enough. You want to compare yourself to somebody? Compare yourself to Jesus. If you're good as Jesus, then you're all right. But I think that each time you make that comparison, you will come up short. God's people are built according to God's standards. And we are expected to be true to those standards. Amen. But I want you to look at the text, and I'm almost done. Look at the text, beginning with the charge. Now, Amaziah was the priest at Bethel. And Amos comes preaching the word that the Lord had given him. And he told them, and it is so amazing, because Amaziah had it right. Let me tell you what Amos said. This is Amaziah talking to Jeroboam. Amos said that Jeroboam shall die by the sword. Now, let me tell you something, folks. Look at me. You know, you hear about folk who say they're the prophet. Yeah. Amen. If none of their prophecies come true, then they're not much of a prophet. Now, you know, sometimes we look at guesstimators. Well, even a broken clock is right two times a day. But if somebody's making a prophecy, amen, and these prophecies never come true, I want to seek a better prophet. When Amos told them that Jeroboam shall die by the sword, guess what? And he said Israel shall surely be led away captive out of their own land. Guess what? They were led out of their own land. Amen. Now, instead of responding to the prophecy, the preacher said to the other preacher, the country preacher, listen, bud, I want you to go back where you came from and take your message with you. Listen what he said, verse 12. Flee thee away into the land of Judah, and there eat bread and prophesy there. What he was saying was that Amos was in it for what he could get out of it. Amen. And he's there preaching because he's expecting to be paid. But I got to tell you, anybody who's worth their salt, they do what God tells them to do because of the love they have for God. Amaziah continues in verse 13, prophesy not again anymore at Bethel. You illiterate bumpkin, go back to Judah. Prophesy, eat bread there. This is the king's chapel. And there are churches still where folk really don't want you to come in and tell the truth. Amen. Amen. They want gospel light. Amen. Where we all feel good. But God says, I want you to live right. And I want to send somebody to you who will help you in right living. Amen. Don't prophesy here. So we look at the charge. That was the charge. Amen. And so there is the confrontation in verses 12 and 13. Amaziah summarily dismisses, amen, all that the prophet has said. And he characterized him as being a bread and meat preacher. Why should I listen to him? Well, can I tell you something? We want to listen to the person who's telling you what thus saith the Lord. Now, let me help you know when he's telling you the truth. You want to know when he's telling the truth? Check him out. What does the word say? If he's telling you what the word says, amen, you can be confident in receiving what is being said. One of the problems that we have is that we don't want to receive the word with readiness, but then we don't want to check it out to see if it be so. Too oft times, because we fail to receive it, then we don't know what God says. And then there are times when we receive it, and because it's erroneous, amen, we are still in a problem area. But when we receive it and then check it out, did God really say what he said God said? Oh, thank you, Holy Ghost. Amen. When we know of a certainty what thus saith the Lord. Amen. Can I tell you something? The word says righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. Amen. Simply put, my dears, there is no cute way to sin. Amen. If it's not right, it's wrong. If it's not like God, it's ungodly. The prefix un means not. It's not of God. What we want to do is to understand we want to be like God. Amen. Amen. The problem with Amaziah is that he served Jeroboam instead of serving God. Well, y'all didn't get that. The preacher, amen, has been called to serve God and not man. Amen. even when the message is tough, amen, if you know it's coming from God, just say ouch and get ready to fix it. Amen. But look at the call. Look at the call. Amen. Amos said, I was no prophet. Amen. Neither was I a prophet's son. Amen. Amen. Did not study in any of the university cities. Amen. Daddy wasn't a preacher, and so I'm not part of a dynasty. I was a herdsman. I was out there, amen, taking care of a flock. So you might call him the cowboy preacher. And don't you know, when he came to Bethel, he didn't have all the finery, amen, of the preacher who hangs around the court. Amen. He came with what he wore. And sometimes we look at folk and we look down on them because of their dress, when we ought to be looking up to them because of who they represent. Go ahead and preach, Pastor. I was no prophet, neither was I a prophet's son. I was a herdman. I was following the flock. And more than that, I was a gatherer of sycamore fruit. I'm out there picking, and I'm happy. You know, that's what you need to see. He was happy doing what he was doing, but then that was the call of God, and he says, and the Lord took me. Amen. He didn't wave his hand and say, here I am, Lord, come get me. No, the Lord took him and gave him the message. I want us to understand that when God takes you, there is required a commitment. Therefore, he says, hear the word of the Lord. Verse 16, thou sayest, he's saying, Amos is saying to Amaziah, prophesy not against Israel and drop not thy word against the house of Isaac. Well, there were several things wrong in that. Number one, if you're called by God, you have to do what God said. Number two, if he's telling you what God said, it's not his word. It's God's word. A prophet has been called and chosen to be able to deliver the word of God. Amen. God has a message for you, Amaziah, Amos tells him. And I stop by to tell you, God has a message for you that is at friendship. God said, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. The old things have passed away, and behold, all things become new. Some folk can't understand that because they want to carry on with their old lifestyle. But I don't know about you, but when I came to the Lord, the things that I used to do, the things that I used to find allure in doing, no longer offer that same great feeling. Amen, amen. I know one of the poets said, I love the Lord, he heard my cry and pitied every groan. The Lord knows how to make a life exciting when you come to him. Have I got a witness? When you know that God has a joy that the world can't take away. And the reason the world can't take it away is because the world didn't give it to you. Amen. There's a joy unspeakable and it's full of glory. When we talk about the resurrected Christ, no, one of the old folks said he put running in my feet, put clapping in my hand, caused the joy bells to ring. You see, some of us don't understand what that means. But if God has ever been in your life, even if he's gone away now, but if he's ever been in your life, you understand the joy that comes, amen, from knowing the Lord. You understand that there are times when you didn't have two dimes to rub together, but the God that you serve still made a way. You see, I can tell you because I come from the old school. You see, there are those that don't understand the old school. Let me tell you how God will take care of old folk. Amen. There was a time when we were not taken to the emergency room, but amen, we were prayed over, and then we were given things like pine top tea. Have I got a witness here? Amen. God would give us, amen, those old home remedies. You see, some of you never heard of shuck tea. But when God knows how, amen, to take care of you, he manifests it through his people. There are those that have gone through trials and tribulation. You tried to make your life better and you have not been successful. But can I tell you, try Jesus. Amen. He knows how to make all things well. Amen. When you see life is seemingly going south on you, amen, come to the Lord. He has a way of making life compatible. Have I got a witness here? If you know that you know that you know, you know that what I'm going through will not last always. Have I got a witness here? If you know that I'm going through this circumstance, you know that through is the operative word. I'm coming out on the other side. Oh, sometimes the way gets dark. Sometimes my burdens are so heavy. But I can tell you that the God that we serve, He is a burden bearer. He's a heavy load sharer. He is everything we need. No wonder the old folks said He's bread when you're hungry. He's water in dry places. He's everything that you need. He's a lawyer in a courtroom. He's a doctor in a sick room. I heard somebody say, can't nobody do me like Jesus. Can't nobody do me like the Lord. Somebody's walking around with a heavy load, and all you need to do, as Brother James says, roll it over on the Lord. He's able to have everything you need. One of these old days, I heard the word say, not only is he a heavy load sharer, and he is a burden bearer, but he's a dying bed maker. Have I got a witness here? You can go to sleep in him, and early in the morning, he'll wake you up. Somebody said, well, what's wrong with sleep? I'm not talking about a natural sleep. I'm talking about the sleep of death. And it does not matter how long you've been dead. Can I go ahead and preach? For 4,000 years, dead is dead. And if he can wake you up after 4 days, he can wake you up after 4,000 years. I don't know about you, but I've learned to trust in the Lord. Everything is not always all right, but one thing about it, the love of God is a constant factor. He is everything I need. He's joy in time of sorrow. He is everything I need. He's a doctor in a sick room. He's a lawyer when it don't seem like you know your way. Can't nobody do it like Jesus. And I got a witness here. When we talk about Jesus, and I'm almost done.
And he had not where to lay his head. There were his
Before it's ready, we sometimes get excited. Lord, why did you do that? The Lord said his house is ready. He's coming to be with me. Hallelujah. The city dignified preacher says, we don't want to hear about the cross. The country preacher says, you got to hear about the cross. The city dignified preacher says, you got to have it. You gotta dress well. The country preacher says, your heart's got to be right. The city preacher says, you got to ride well. The country preacher says, we ride on Jesus. Ride on King Jesus. Ride on Emmanuel. The city dignified preacher says, it don't take all of that. The country preacher says, you ain't seen nothing yet. Yeah. Amen. If your relationship with him does not generate excitement in your life, let me tell you about my God. Amen. He's the divine creator of the universe. But more than that, he's the sustainer of the universe. But more than that, he's coming back. After a church without a spot or blemish. Well, what can wash away my sins? Can Clorox? Can Tide? Well, maybe the little Tide in the little ball things. No, nothing but the blood of Jesus. If you're here today and have not made peace with God, hear this country preacher.